A shooting star lands at Harwell. On the 22nd of April 1957, on a dark, wet evening, a dual-seater T-33 shooting star jet plane belonging to the US Air Force took off from Kent, heading for Bournemouth. The crew suffered instrument failure and the loss of their compass, and combined with the shortage of fuel, they were lost in the growing darkness, looking for a spot where they could land safely. They could see a place that had runways, large hangar buildings, and a large red flashing light, and they thought they were over RAF Abingdon. Circling twice, they lined up in readiness to land on Fermi Avenue, touching down near the B412 building, now R12, bursting two tyres while braking to avoid Easter traffic on the Newbury Road, near the entrance to Fermi Avenue. The security staff on duty that evening rapidly scrambled to respond to this foreign invasion. In the following days, rather than dismantling and removing the plane from the AERE site, a decision was made to attach a rocket to each wing to help it take off on a much shorter than normal runway. Watched by Harwell staff who witnessed a flame coming from the rocket, the takeoff was attempted, but something went wrong with one of the rockets and the left wing touched the ground. Luckily, a security fence acted as a net to slow the aircraft down. But the remaining rocket powered it onwards, chased closely behind by the AERE ambulance and fire engine. The jet fighter tore through another security fence towards the Gleep reactor, tearing all three wheels and a booster rocket off, stopping just short of a pit being dug by contractors for the foundations of the new tandem generator. Peter Reeves, a foreman for Chivers Engineering, bravely rescued the pilot from the aircraft, and the fire crew sprayed foam all over the plane to ensure it did not burst into flames due to the fuel tanks on board. Luckily, no one was hurt, but much stricter flying restrictions were placed on the campus as a precaution afterwards. The runway used for planes on D-Day, now Froome Road, and the large bus park were covered over to avoid pilots mistakenly thinking they were active runways. The shooting star was eventually retrieved by the US Air Force with the aid of a large trailer.